Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
Here's my impression of every single Game of Thrones fan like 5 weeks ago. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1. OMG, can't wait for this final season. Here we go! And scene. Here's my impression of those same people right now. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1. This season sucks. And scene. Game of Thrones fans not happy with the final season. There's a petition going on online right now that has 30,000 signatures. And this petition is asking the writers of Game of Thrones to rewrite the final season, to do it over again. Does anyone else not like that this is always the answer to our problems now, an online petition? Remember that Sonic movie? People were upset that Sonic looked too cute and he didn't look angry enough in the trailer, so now they have to go back and redo all the CGI, and they're redoing Sonic because everyone on the internet got super mad about it. I don't like that. I don't like the lesson that it's teaching our younger generation. Well, if you don't like something, kids, just start an online petition, get the internet in an uproar, and you'll get your way. Yeah, that's an awesome lesson right there. We should take a page out of their playbook. We should start a petition to ban their petition. And when they start a petition to ban our petition, which is banning their petition, we start another online petition to ban the petition that is banning our petition, which bans their petition. So we've got our good friends Chad and Ballsy from our sister station 104.9 The Wolf in Regina on the line with us right now. Fellas, pretty big day for the city that rhymes with fun yesterday. You guys got Uber yesterday, right?
Yeah, we got Uber.
Now, are you guys in Regina like us here in Saskatoon when we got Uber? Are you guys pretty excited for it?
No, we're not overly excited about Uber, but, you know, we get the excitement.
Quick question here. Did you download the app on your phone yet?
Yeah. No, I've got the app. My Ballsy's a little bit behind on technology.
All right. I can't believe I'm actually going to say this, but Ballsy, you are in the right here.
Why do you think I'm in the right, Clayton?
Uber is a lot like Netflix. You can just use someone else's account and totally get away with it. Because with Netflix, there's a good chance your one friend pays for an account and like four other friends just leech off of them. You can do the same thing with Uber. If you don't have the app on your phone, you can be like, sorry guys, I don't have the app. I can't pay for this one. But that one friend who's super excited about it is like, oh yeah, I got it guys, I got it.
They need to start paying you more.
Wow, I think that's the nicest thing you've ever said to me, Chad. Usually you just chirp me nonstop when I call you. This is a nice change.
Hey, how about those Jays?
Ah, there's the chat I know. We're gonna bounce back, okay? We're gonna bounce back. Regina and Saskatoon Minor Hockey, they have banned body checking in Bantam and Midget. Only in Division B. In AAA, AA, and Single A, body checking is allowed at the Bantam and Midget levels. But when it comes to Bantam B Division and Midget B Division, body checking is not allowed. Now, there are a lot of people who are for this idea, and there are a lot of people who are against this idea. No one is going to be satisfied with this decision. On one side of the debate, there are the kids who love the body contact. They love the physical aspect of hockey, but maybe they're not good enough to make a AA or Single A team. Maybe their skill set only allows them to play in the B division. And that sucks for them because they want to play body contact hockey, but because they're not good enough, they can't. And what about for those kids that make the B division in their first year of Bantam and then make AA or Single A the next year? They just went a whole year without playing body contact or having to body check, and now they're expected to body check? A whole year off of body contact? They're going to be rusty. That's a little unsafe. Now, on the other side of this debate, cities like Calgary, Edmonton, and Winnipeg have done this. They have banned body checking in the lower levels. And they have seen nothing but positive feedback from players, from coaches, from parents. The number of hockey players sticking around and continuing to play have gone up because apparently a lot of players, they didn't like the body checking aspect. They didn't like getting hurt. So they were like, no, I'm not playing this anymore. They introduced this rule. A lot of people are coming back and playing hockey. I know a lot of parents out there think this is making the younger generation soft. Oh, come on, it's body checking, it's part of the game. Some kids don't like that, though. And that's what's so tough about this argument, you know? Is it part of the game? Is it just that classic element of hockey? Do the rules need to change? Some people are so against it, some people are so for it. And whenever something like this happens where there are two huge sides, they always just end up arguing on Facebook, and that's always fun, right? Colin just tweeted me. Colin, by the way, works at Expert Locksmith. The boys at Expert Locksmith always listen to Cruise Mornings. Big shout out to them. Colin said the no hitting in lower division for hockey is overdue. If the skills aren't there to protect yourself, it isn't very fun. And the guys and girls that play in those divisions aren't looking to make the NHL. See, that's the big thing here. There's a good chance your kid's not making it to the NHL, hockey parents. If I'm the first person to tell you that, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but there's like a 99.99999% chance your kid will not make the show unless his name is Kirby Doc. Then yes, he will be. But at the same time, every hockey player's goals are different. That's what makes hockey so great. Some people want to try and make the NHL or the WHL. Others are just there to have fun with their friends. Others are maybe trying to play junior A so they can get a scholarship to a U-Sports or a NCAA team, something like that. Every goal is different for every hockey player, which makes this rule so tough. Because if you try out for AA or single A, but you end up making B, you're stuck in a division with no body contact. When you actually want body contact, that wouldn't be much fun, hey? For me, I always think that if you don't want to do the body contact thing in hockey, play in the non-contact league. There is a Division C here in Saskatoon that you can sign your kids up for. No body contact allowed throughout the league. You don't have to try out, you just join the league. I don't understand how there is one of those leagues, and yet there is still one division that bans body contact. See, both sides of this debate, they make great arguments, they have great points. These are the debates that are the toughest, when both sides make sense, and yet there are still some differences between the two. It's going to be an argument that's going to go on for a long, long time, because here in Canada, yeah, we take our hockey just a bit serious.
Joiner says we visit another parallel universe with Stacey and Clayton.
On today's episode, a world where people who take slow pitch way too seriously don't exist.
Aw, nice swing, Tommy. Good try, bud. Good try. Man, I am having such a good time right now. No one is yelling at the volunteer umpire. No one is throwing their helmet halfway across the diamond because they grounded out to short. No one is aggressively sliding into second base when the score is 16-2. Oh! Would you look at that? A controversial call at home plate. No one seems to mind, though, because everyone is just here to have some fun, and winning in Division C slow pitch isn't really that big of a deal. It's almost as if everyone knows that Major League Baseball scouts aren't in the stands watching the game, so they can just relax and have fun with their friends. What a time to be alive!
Join us next time when we visit another parallel universe with Stacey and Clayton!
The Big Bang Theory is ending tonight. The final episode will be aired this evening. It might be the only show where fans of the show are actually kind of happy that it's over. I know a ton of people who are Big Bang Theory fans, and they're like, oh man, I can't wait until the final episode, because they were huge fans when it started out. And then it got a little stale for, like, I don't know, 8 seasons. But that's the thing about watching a TV show that goes on and on and on. You have to see how it ends. You can't just stop halfway through. No, no, no. You gotta see it through. You gotta see what happens on the last episode, right? I used to watch it back in the day. I know, you can chirp me all you want. I watched it for like the first 2 seasons. It was different, it was charming, it had its moments. And then I saw a YouTube video of The Big Bang Theory without the laugh track. Because it's not done in a studio audience, it's done with the laugh track. It is painfully awkward.
Nothing makes beer taste better than cool, clear Rocky Mountain spring water.
Silence.
Where are the Rocky Mountains anyway?
Philadelphia.
More silence.
Really? I thought they were out west someplace.
Think about it, Raj. Where did the movie Rocky take place?
Okay, now I get it.
So, this is the plan? From now on, we're just gonna hide out in here to avoid the shamey?
I'm very comfortable here. Penny, dear, why don't you shoot another silver bullet my way?
After hearing that, you can never really laugh at that show again, can you? Have you seen that video of Mick Jagger yet, dancing up a storm? By the way, Mick Jagger is 75 years old. He had heart surgery like 3 weeks ago. And yesterday, on the Rolling Stones Twitter, they posted a video of Mick Jagger dancing for like 45 seconds. And he was like classic Mick Jagger, like 35-year-old Mick Jagger, just moving the hips and the shoulders and the arms and doing all the moves that he does. He had heart surgery 3 weeks ago. I can barely do the moves that he does on a regular basis, and I'm like half his age, and I haven't had heart surgery in the past 3 weeks. Mick Jagger, 75, fresh off of heart surgery, dancing up a storm for like half an hour. Starting to think that Mick Jagger is actually a robot.